This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian authorities say that about 300 people were killed in the Russian airstrike last week that blasted open a Mariupol theater. That would make it the war's deadliest known attack on civilians yet. Meanwhile, Russian forces appear to have halted, at least for now, their ground offensive aimed at capturing the capital, Kyiv. And they're concentrating more in the fighting for control of the Donbas region and the country's southeast. That is according to a senior U.S. defense official. The bloodshed in Mariupol is fueling allegations Moscow has committed war crimes by killing civilians, whether it's deliberately or indiscriminate fire. Russian forces have, in fact, repeatedly attacked Ukrainian medical facilities during the war in Ukraine. We get details from AP correspondent Ed Donahue.
The AP Frontline War Crimes Watch Ukraine Project documented at least 34 assaults in Ukraine that have struck hospitals, ambulances, medics, patients, and even newborns.
This is a war of aggression.
David Sheffer, former U.S. Ambassador at Large for War Crimes, says the Russians know what they're doing.
The law of war literally uses the words, do not hit schools, do not hit hospitals. Do not hit cultural sites. I mean, they actually use those words in the law.
Sheffer says he expects the International Criminal Court to indict Vladimir Putin.
This is a top-down aggressive war, so there's no question of his superior responsibility in waging this war.
Deliberate attacks on hospitals will likely be a top priority for war crimes prosecutors. I'm Ed Donahue.
And again, Ukrainian authorities say about 300 people were killed in just one airstrike last week. This is VOA News.